Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Hey, it's Kinky and the Geek. Post-con edition.
Actually, one of those was kind of real. So sad.
Well, that's because you actually came up. No, you said it was sinuses.
Yeah,
it
yeah, I just actually, have like a little sinus infection, which I'm blaming driving because I can.
Yeah.
It makes me feel important and special.
Well, that's like Alicia is not feeling all that wonderful because her time of the month decided to hit right after con.
Fuck it. Sweet. Fuck it. Blame it on
I mean, it's like the day after you get back from con.
Yeah.
And you started.
I blame it.
Yeah.
It triggered.
Yeah. Dragon con.
Dragon con will make you menstruate.
Yeah, I was gonna say that sounds like a headline to me in like the World Weekly News. Dragon con made me menstruate. Pictures on page 5.
Yeah.
We'll be planning out that skit for Dragon con next year.
Oh my god, that would be great. Actually, that'd be funny.
The skit should be some poor 12-year-old girl who hits puberty right because of Dragon con.
Yeah. Actually, more accurate would be a little boy from seeing all the costumes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the running joke when talking to Lee and her son, that he's going to hit puberty hard going to Dragon Con. Exactly.
We'll get Duncan, and then it'll, and then it'll tinge into me.
Nice. Welcome to Kinky and the Geek. My name is Kinky, or my name is Fleshfire.
You wish your name was Kinky.
No, well. Not really. Yeah, I am the geeky part of the equation.
I am Mighty Bill, the geeky part of the equation.
And we have Phantom, the...
The other.
What part of you, of the equation?
Be the end.
He's the equal sign.
He's my sex lover.
Ampersand.
He's my...
Owner of the
My lover
chair.
Part of the equation. my sexy boy pinup. I don't know. Never mind. I'm fucking tired. I got nothing.
This is true.
I was feeling very clever for a moment, and it just didn't come through.
Just died
As
right
so
there.
Often happens.
Yeah, when you especially record. Here. Yeah.
Yeah, this is not the first
place,
time.
The place where clever dies.
Exactly. My head. It's somewhere between my head,
head
and your mouth.
It dies. Yeah. No, go on without me. The words come out, but the clever stays behind.
Right. Exactly.
Left
all the
on
time.
The trail.
Totally.
He's the guy. He's the party member who dies on the way to the adventure.
Right. Yeah.
to throw a kinky.
Clever has died of dysentery.
And the troop leaves him behind.
Yeah.
So I thought it would be really fun to have you on because this was your first Dragon Con. Yes. What'd you think?
And I was here anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Might as well. Yeah. You're in Atlanta. Why not go?
Yeah. Well, you come here for the recording.
Oh, well, that too.
Yeah. So, what'd you think?
Holy shit.
Right. Kind of huge.
Pretty much, yeah.
Kind of a lot of people.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
That was a lot of people.
And I told you, I was like pissed off like Thursday after having to sit, stand in line for 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
And then Friday having to fight through people because I'm not real big into being around a lot of people.
Right.
And I'm not claustrophobic, but I just don't like being touched like in movie theaters or something like that. And I was like, this is not fucking worth it. I'm not doing this next year. Because I was like, I just fucking hate people. And we kept getting lost.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My nods show up real well on that.
You what?
My nods show up really well on the record.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's just sitting right there nodding.
We gotta put a bell on his head so you know when he's actually joining into the conversation.
Actually, we could use that in other aspects. And that was a nod no. That is a no.
Crazy.
No, calm down.
It was weird. Friday was the one that seemed to have the weird vibe.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was about
it
Friday.
It had a holy fuck, there are a lot of people here. You
yeah,
can't get
but,
to anything you
but then,
go to.
But then again, Jesus, but then again Saturday yeah, Saturday and Sunday, which are the more popular days, didn't seem nearly as bad at times.
I know for us, we were finding our way around by Saturday.
Just getting used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. and learning how to navigate people, which we got fucking good at it, man. Mm. We would just, like, plow through people.
Yeah, you kind of have to. That's one of the reasons why, especially at Dragon Con, Aruka does not like leading.
Yeah.
Because she's also not someone, because we had a meet at one point. Mm-hmm. We both had to go to the bathroom. We're heading to the Hilton. Mm-hmm. And the bathrooms are right there by the Skywalk and the Marriott.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there, and I'm sitting against the wall. Going with the flow to mm-hmm. the Hilton, mm-hmm. and her being in the women's room has to go against the flow, and she's just sitting there, just waiting for a break. And it's like,
yeah, there comes a time when you gotta push your way through.
Yeah,
and man, the people fucking stopping. Okay, there's a shuffle. There's like the Dragon Con shuffle.
Right.
And you get so used to it that even if there's nobody in front of you, you're still trying to shuffle along. And I would just get fucking infuriated when people were just kind of like...
Yeah. I guess it's a lot of times, you especially at night and in certain areas, you should expect it. I try to keep myself from getting too annoyed by it, mm-hmm. especially at any point when you were coming from the Hyatt mm-hmm. into the Marriott to hit the escalators, especially in front of the ballroom, because that's an area you're going to expect, because that's actually where they kind of shove everybody. People. Well, a lot of costume people, mm-hmm. but that's what the Marriott people would put the people to the carpeted areas mm-hmm. and leave the hardwood floor, whatever it is, in front of the escalators mm-hmm. clear. So you're dealing with everybody basically being moved over there to take pictures. But it is the times where people decide to take pictures in bottleneck areas.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that pissed me off. I mean, because that happened at least 3 or 4 times where somebody had to snap a picture at the bottom of a fucking escalator.
Yeah.
I mean, people just act stupid.
Well, that's why you have the people who are at the bottom of the escalator screaming, keep moving, and that's why they... Once you get past a certain point, it's okay, but it's... Like I said, the areas in front of the ballrooms mm-hmm. and all the hotels, mm-hmm. you should expect it. It's going to happen because mm-hmm. that's the area where they kind of make everybody. But yeah, when they do it in... The biggest bottleneck area I saw it was in the Marriott by the bars,
mm-hmm.
you know, where the stairs going up to the Pulse Bar area was. Yeah, those areas where you went around to go to where the blood drive and the other rooms and the walkways were.
There was like a one trail through the bar, but then people would stop here because it was like 2 people deep or 2 people wide. And then people would stop because they went to talk and discuss whatever the fuck they were doing.
Or take pictures.
And then you could go around. Yeah, it was like, it was crazy.
And
have you heard the unofficial account for how many?
I haven't heard any numbers at all yet.
Okay.
Because honestly, from what I've heard, there are 2 to 3 sets of numbers.
Yeah.
Depending on who you talk to.
Yeah, somebody on MARTA was saying last year was supposed to be 30, but there were actually more like 40, and I'm like, I'm hearing way bigger numbers.
Yeah, because the official number I think from last year was 45, either 40 or 45,000. But there's no way in hell mm-hmm. that between 4 hotels with all those people that you had that little.
Right.
I have heard people tell me that it is closer to 120,000 that show up Dragon Con weekend.
Yeah. And it's funny because my mom actually called me. And I was on the floor in the Marriott where, you know, they would set up the bands and let the bands play kind of in the open area.
I forgot what they call that little area.
That was the Hyatt.
That was the Hyatt, the little area where they would do little, get like a 30 to 45 minute concert.
Yeah, well, my mom called me. And so I pick up the phone because I'm like, this, you know, I've got reception. I may as well talk to her. She's going to freak out if she doesn't hear from
right.
me. So I talk to her and, I mean, I'm like surrounded. Like, I'm shrimpy. I'm a stumpy little girl. And I'm surrounded by all these huge people. like just... scads of huge people pressing on all sides, and there's a concert going on. She's like, oh, you're at that convention thingy this weekend, aren't you? I was like, yeah. So
I think I was reading something where that you'd have, like, because they had the Chick-fil-A kickoff bowl going on at the same time, and saying they thought it was. Yeah.
And we kept...
That's why it was so bad on Sunday. Yeah, Saturday.
The fans on MARTA were just...
Jesus Christ. And we had to wait 5 trains before we could even get on a train.
Yeah.
Exactly. And the frat boys, they were disgusting.
But yeah, they were talking about how... funny it was to see these people who are decked out, especially the, I think it was the LSU fans,
yeah,
who are decked out in their purple and gold and all this, and laughing
North
at the
Carolina
costume people
that were light blue and
white,
they were there was a definite, there were two groups of people on Marvel.
Yeah, well, I can definitely tell you, I think it's kind of funny that you would have LSU fans who will do the Mardi Gras thing for for their team, and I'm sorry, some of the ugliest color scheme in football, in the purple and gold.
Actually, I saw a lady who had, God, I'm all twitchy, I'm sitting in this stupid chair.
This is the proof of the love between the two of them.
Exactly.
She gave up one of the better chairs so he could have it.
I saw this lady with these, like the Fleur-de-Lis flip flops. I was like, oh my god, seriously, your fucking flip flops. What was your favorite thing that you did?
I think Thursday was probably my favorite day, just strictly because the very simple idea I came up with.
Standing in line for 3.5 hours.
No.
I enjoyed that.
No, this is why Thursday didn't suck for us. Because we had such a good time that night. Because we came up with this very simple idea after watching the final episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Where he utters the line at one point, fezzes are cool, because he has to wear a fez.
Right. Or, no, he grabbed one.
He grabbed one, then it realized, well, you need to wear that when you go back and do that. It's the whole Bill and Ted thing. It's like, oh, that's how I saw you when you first popped up.
Right.
Thing. And so we decided, because we have a friend who does a thing on Thursday night. It's called First Night Fez. Mm-hmm. And he gives out the cheap little party fezzes. And,
as one does.
Yeah, and just everybody kind of congregates party, has a good time. Yeah. And so we already had fezzes, so we decided to make handmade signs that said fezzes are cool, and just kind of walk around Thursday night with them. And we've done costumes before where I think out of all the costumes I've done, one has gotten me stopped once for a picture.
Oh, nice.
And we got stopped a good half dozen plus times just to get our picture taken with these signs. And then someone asked us to do a little bit for their little bit. They were doing like a little Dragon Con video, a music video using Queen's Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Okay,
and so we'll be in there swinging back and forth to the line of having a good time, having a good time. And so, I mean, it even had a gaggle of what could have been anywhere between 16 and 19-year-old girls. Want to have pictures with us because we were doing a Doctor Who reference.
And Bill was all like, no, you're so young. I just can't expose myself to you.
Yeah. I wasn't planning on exposing myself to anyone, even though I was in the kilt.
Clever stuff.
Yeah, I have dysentery on the way. But yeah, that and then Monday having my voice recognized.
That kid.
And dude, I don't remember dude, if I don't remember your name. He did say he was a listener, so if you would tweet us or email us.
We would love
to hear from you.
But Wednesday, someone's gonna recognize me, although my voice is fairly
what?
You have a very distinctive voice.
Yeah. I don't really see it, but okay.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that kicked ass.
And it just happened to be in line, and then it was a case of talking. We were standing in line pre-regging, and just happened to break into a conversation with the dude in front of us. And I said something about being on. I think talking about what the panel. We got into the discussion of panels and talking about how I was on the last panel. A guy just looked at me and said, "You're Mighty Bill."
That I might have spontaneously orgasmed right then. Cool.
But the funniest thing I saw all weekend has to have been Meg with Issues, the girl was the ogre during the Price is Shite.
Yeah, she kicked ass, and actually Rocks kicked ass on that too.
Yeah,
but, that was for the Need Coffee Fun Fest.
They did the game The Price is Shite, where they actually got stuff off of eBay and basically turned it into a Price is Right game.
Speaking of, Joe actually, Phantom did a search on the Boba Terrier. Not only can you buy a print of that, you can buy a print of that in a set of five. With Boba Fett, Yoda, Leia, I think there was a Han Solo.
Leia was my favorite, probably.
Yeah, somebody else. Yeah, so Brian, them, obviously, yeah, the prince.
Clearly.
I mean,
who was the other one that we really wanted? That wasn't Star Wars.
Oh, A Clockwork Terry.
Yeah, that was
it. It's got him wearing the full white.
Right,
thing.
Dugers?
Sure.
Dogers? I can't remember. It's something sure. like that.
Yeah. I don't know, but
there
yeah.
was a guy. There were a few of them, and there was actually yeah. someone that was with them that was dressed as the leader of the rival gang.
Okay.
The one where they come across where they're in the middle of raping the one girl uh-huh. and they end up mm-hmm. having the fight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the guy.
Wow,
and
that's
the,
obscure.
Yeah.
Got
yeah.
That.
There are so many things that I was like, I bet that's really fucking cool if you know what it's from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of things like that.
There's a lot that could be from anything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
White suit guy with the blood and.
Right. And the.
Machine gun.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be anything.
Yeah, yeah. It seems like vaguely familiar, but probably is an amalgamation of, like, you know, 30 different
yeah,
things.
Well, yeah. It could be something somebody did, you know, randomly do, doing it their own.
Yeah.
It may have been based on something, because that was actually one of the costume contest things, where mm-hmm. there were several people who were doing, basically, their characters from, like, a WoW.
Yeah.
Okay.
They recreated their avatars from WoW.
Ooh.
And did them.
I would love to see somebody do Fern from EverQuest. She was a half elf with, like, just, I think, I know I've said it before, just a cracking ass. but I would have to find, like, a special sort of person to do that. I right. sure as hell would look stupid in that costume, so.
But yeah, so, I mean, if yeah. you can dream it up, there's a costume at it at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, there was the gaggle of Gagas. They had a group
yeah.
of girls
yeah.
that had done
I
Lady
did not
Gaga
see that.
Movie.
I saw a couple.
I've got pictures of them. We got pictures
okay.
of them from the parade. But,
okay,
yeah.
sweet, sweet. What was your favorite part?
Probably just meeting all the people that I've been talking to for a year and a half on Twitter
yeah,
and everything.
It was wild, wasn't
yeah.
it? Like, you know, you see the names and you kind of get a sense for their personality,
mm-hmm.
but you really have no idea
yeah.
until you meet them in person. And it was weird. A lot of the people that we thought were really outgoing, because
yeah.
they're very outgoing on Twitter, were not.
What they expected we are. They were all, everyone was cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everyone was super
but
nice.
It's
but
it's just it wasn't what we hadn't pictured in our mind.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, that may have been my favorite part too, but I've got, you know, I've got to say, I, you know, I treat it as like a writing convention. I went to all the writing, the workshops, some of the ones that you pay $10 for, and then some of the ones that were just panels.
Right.
I learned so much.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I really,
some of those.
Yeah, I totally like qualified myself more to write, be able to write, I think. And you actually, you went to the characterization one with me.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, and it did it make you think about things a little bit differently?
A little bit, yeah. A lot of the yeah. stuff I like, okay, I'd do that right. Okay,
right.
I didn't think that was a good idea, but okay, I'll do that.
Right.
Like the, like how you take General Patton and just give him a different name and make him like
right.
a black guy or something.
Yeah, well the way he, yeah, the way
like
he
I thought that was cheating, but
down.
Apparently that's a good idea.
Yeah, the way he kind of broke everything down, I hadn't really considered all the different ways that you could create a character.
Mm-hmm.
And I had seen like parts of that that I've been doing all along. And I was like, oh, okay, well, now I
yeah.
know the, yeah.
Yeah, but the cool thing about that, I think, that I never thought of, like, if you take, like, Patton and make him a black guy or make him a chick,
mm-hmm.
then that totally changes what, like, the people around
right.
him do.
Right.
I never thought of that.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, I learned so much, because I went to, like, what, 4 more of the paid ones after that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you saw how good that one was. I mean, just imagine some of the other ones. And I saw a panel that had Sherry Priest, who did Bone Shaker, and I was all just jazzed about that because I have her book and I know you do too, and I know Rox has liked it, and
yeah,
I'm just like, oh, everyone's read her book and here she is, you know. So
well, that was the interesting thing about going to the Laurel K. Hamilton one was
mm-hmm.
a lot of it wasn't just talking about the characters of the books,
mm-hmm.
but she did get a lot, you know, some of the writings. We saw one, I think the last time she came, where she did a panel with like four other, with like, it was like three writers, it was four writers all who do the vampire genre.
Okay.
And that's when she actually was talking about how characters, when she's writing, will actually, you know, take on themselves.
Yeah.
Because at one point, Jean-Claude was supposed to have died.
Oh, okay.
In fact, in
yeah.
the book, in the book where they have the, where the Neanderthal vampire
mm-hmm.
shows up,
mm-hmm.
He was supposed to have died in there, but
yeah.
the way the character kept going,
he just didn't want to die.
Didn't want to die, yeah.
One of the authors I was talking to, she said she had like a 16-year-old girl and a 23-year-old guy. Sorry, in one of her books, or in one of her series, I think, that were trying so hard to fall in love. And she was like, I don't want to do that because it's too close to pedophilia and weird and, you know, having a hard time. She kept trying to fight it. And they kept writing themselves like they were falling in love. Mm-hmm. And she said she went for like 3 weeks without being able to write.
Right.
And it's because she had stalled so bad on this one thing that she called someone and talked to him for advice. And they were like, just let him fall in love.
Yeah.
You know, and just deal with it. Deal with the aftermath of that. Right. And have that be part of your story. And she's like, oh. And then did it. And then everything just flowed from there. So.
It sounds like what is that damn webcomic? Mm-hmm. There's one, I think you may have told me about it, about the guy who finds out his roommate has yaoi porn.
Mm-hmm.
They have two of the characters, one's 21, one is 16, it's a play with jackfruit. Bill says
caressing the jackfruit.
Jackfruit, yes. You know what's funny is I caught this thing in the corner of my eye, and for a second I thought it was a cat. Because I'm so used to seeing a cat in the corner of my eye.
Nice.
So it's like, shit, what the, oh yeah, it's jackfruit.
That's not a cat, that's a jackfruit.
But, the two characters, 16, one's 16, one's 21, and she's all hot, she's a little slut girl, and she's trying to seduce the 21-year-old, he's fighting it because she's 16.
Yeah,
creepy. So, you know, something grounds, hollowed grounds, something like that.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's interesting artwork, or it's just, you know, it's basically slacker boy and his roommates and working at a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and having to deal with the 18-year-old, the 16-year-old hottie.
David Snyder impression.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be a really great podcast. Joe doesn't understand the dynamics behind the squeaky chair.
But he will get on, from what I've heard, we'll get on to Mallory about her squeaky chair.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Nice. Oh, karma.
Absolutely.
Karma. Karma's a bitch. Karma is a bitch.
But yeah, I think overall this was a... this was a fairly good con. On the kinky side, I actually got to play with someone with a violet wand at hanging out with some friends.
On the kinky side for us, we had no sex
through
the whole con. We were exhausted. Exactly.
Well, you know,
it's funny because like Monday night, I was feeling a little insecure. I was feeling a little weird. I was like, I don't know, things are just kind of like off. And then, you know, eventually we had the sex, and I was like, oh god, okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, we don't always have, you know, there are usually at least once during con, depending on the con, we'll have sex in the hotel room, but...
Go on with your bad self.
We didn't have any sex this time. It's just too much going on, and I think the last couple of Dragon Cons, there have been no sex.
By the time we got home, we passed out. Like, yeah, we were both hurting and tired and just...
Yeah, and that's the way it is with even with having a hotel room. You're still, by the end of the day, you've walked around, you've done everything, you've had to go, shit, I gotta go from the Marriott to the Sheraton so we can see this, then walk from the Sheraton all the way back to the Hilton.
We just kept getting lost, which adds, you know, an extra 3 or 4 blocks.
But see, you won't have to worry about that this year. Yeah. I mean, next year, because you'll know pretty much know the layout of everything.
Yeah, last year I got around okay, but I was just there for one day.
Yeah.
So it kind of wasn't that hard. But yeah, this year, man, we got fucking lost.
Yeah, we're
going
to have to
lost.
Like, go back the Monday before
it starts again. And just scope it out, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've got friends that now, they're there on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
They check in on Wednesday night.
That's
and have
idea.
Like pre-con. Yeah. But again, they also don't leave until sometime Monday night.
Yeah.
And that's how events on that day get started.
Yeah.
And then people start showing up on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's like a 6-week con.
But I think Rock shows up on Wednesday.
Yeah, she got here early. Yeah.
I think she does get in early because she, you know, it's also probably for something like that, it's probably cheaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not only, you know, coming in midday.
Well, it's better for them. You know, and actually, one of the guys that we were in line with, we found this adorable little couple, which then later ended up splitting up because one was driving the other one crazy, and et cetera. We met up with him. He was so cute.
He was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Terry.
And your friend, who we thought was nice, but apparently he's driving you crazy.
Quiet.
He had an idea, which, you know, why don't they have one representative from Dragon Con there at the hotel behind the desk registering people as they check in?
Yeah,
Yeah,
but then you're dealing with a whole different dynamic about dealing with the hotels on that level, and the hotels may not want that. Yeah, there have been a lot of ideas. there have been a lot of ideas of maybe people having
different... I'm sure they've thought of everything. And
yeah, I mean, work. Some people have put...
I don't think they have. I think the line that we stood in showed a remarkable lack of any kind of planning at all.
Yeah, but when you have 10,000 people show up at one time...
They have the passes.
It does, yeah, and I've heard why they don't, and I can't remember.
I'm sure some get lost in the mail, but fuck.
Yeah, because I know PAX. I know both PAX and Comic-Con do that, but
yeah, Comic-Con is huge.
Somebody and I thought, how much money do you think these people have? They were talking about wanting to have the postcards have barcodes and have machines in each hotel to where they could scan it and print out your badges. Like,
okay, well, that's a little bit crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much fucking money do you think Dragon Con has?
But, I mean, seriously, mailing them?
One of the other ideas was having each hotel have a different name. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, each hotel have... a registration area, but have each one be UB,
like A through G,
and the Hilton, and so forth. But then I can hear the bitching from here that someone with like a G name, I'm staying at the Marriott. Why do I have to go to the Sheraton to get my badge?
Like, something has got to give, because I think after like standing in that line, a lot of people would be willing to accept a lot of different things.
They're trying. I know they tweak it every year. They try to do it. That's why it was open to 10 a.m. this year.
Well, it was ridiculous, though, that, you know, people who are buying at the door at the higher price, 15 minutes. Us, pre-regged, 3.5 hours. I was like, this is some shit.
But see, it wasn't always 3.5 hours, depending on you went.
It depends on everybody. 4.5 for somebody.
Well, I know it was long for us, but again, it's the same thing happens every year. You know, it's the same argument I've already heard.
Yeah,
the last 5 years.
Lee said on the Unique Geek, that's the number one complaint that they get is the pre-reg line.
I wrote a letter in line for my phone. I was like, this is some bullshit. Like our friend's friend bought at the door, and he went. You know, we had moved maybe 10 feet in the time that it took him to go get his pass.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say something. No, I forgot. But no, before we went down there, I saw a picture from Facebook where the little curvy line thing was only half full.
Uh-huh.
And in an hour, they just had that many people show up at one time. So again... You can have all the pre-planning in the area, you know, that you can, but when you have a couple of hundred people show up at once, you gotta kind of, because they actually did at one point, you know, where they were only letting so many people in at a time and everybody had to wait outside. They didn't do that before.
Right.
Where you had this, like, bottleneck line going through the imagine trying to do, like, walk through the Marriott area in front of that.
Yeah.
But trying to get to where your badges are.
Oh, no, that would be screwed up. I mean, the line around the building, I get that, but there are just better ways to do that shit. You know what I mean? Seriously.
Well, from the way things look, I won't have to worry about that, because it looks like Ruka's going for a handicap match next year.
Okay. Oh, well, lucky.
Well, she's got the arthritis in her hips, and her knees are not what they should be, so...
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, I could probably get one, too.
You probably could.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to. I mean, it just seems unfair, because I'm actually way better than I was before I had my replacement, so I would feel just...
She's starting to deteriorate, so... Try not to take advantage,
Tell her to go get her hips replaced.
I don't think she's at that point yet, so...
Oh, my God, but when she is, tell her not to hesitate. It'll change her life, man.
But, yeah.
Yeah, my brother-in-law actually has had his hip replaced, and he's 34... And his other one is failing, and so he's getting ready to have his other one done. So
one quick bad. Did we tell you what happened to Alicia in the elevator?
No.
Friday night. This was one of the things that kind of set us off. Friday night was probably our worst night. We were coming down from our hotel because we were staying at the Hyatt.
Mm-hmm.
We get in the elevator and we're going down, and we get to the lobby area and trying to get out. And there is, like, this pack of drunk fuckers. Awesome. Whether they were part of the con or not, They were just obnoxious drunk.
Right.
Douchebag drunk. That's why I sent the thing, the Twitter out the next day.
Yeah, I think you're
dear douchebags, don't be douchebags, no love me.
Mm. Oh, right.
Okay. They literally pushed Ruka back into the elevator, and she almost got... The doors almost shut on her because they wouldn't wait for us to disembark.
Oh, no.
They started trying to fill in as we're trying to get off.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Yes.
I mean, that's kind of...
But these were the jackasses that, like, are in the stairwell screaming, woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like the guys that were on MARTA, the frat boys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I have a feeling that a lot of the drunk fuckers we were running into may have been football fans. People. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying there's not drunk jackasses that go to con, but there seem to be a lot of jackasses. Like the smokers. There is no smoking in any hotel in Atlanta, and these fuckers are lighting up in the Starbucks.
I don't know anywhere that you can smoke in a hotel anymore.
No. Well, yeah. I know in Atlanta it's completely. Depending on the restaurants, because there are like the pub that we went to Thursday night that we kept trying to get you guys to join us, but I think you two may have also been still fighting the line by the time we went to dinner.
Right. Oh yeah, that's right.
We were just also having we like,
exactly.
We were both. We were it's also for some stupid reason. The AT&T's reception in the mall area is sketchy.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I kept trying to call you back and it wasn't going through. But then I kept trying to text him, and not a single one of my texts I think went through. Mm.
So, the pub area you could smoke in. I know the Vortex. But it's also 18 and up to get into the Vortex, and that's how they did get away with it.
Yeah, so we couldn't have taken Phantom, so...
Right, yeah. Maybe in a couple more years.
Right, exactly. Yeah, in a couple more years, we'll buy you your first beer.
Overall, I'd have to give this year an A.
Really?
No.
I don't know. Even, with a lot of people, I'd say a B, but a solid B.
I'd give it an A, at least A minus. There were too many cool things
that counteracted,
especially considering all my the geekitude that Alicia alluded, especially when we're walking around with our signs on Thursday night, and there's Laurelka Hamilton and her little group with her husband and her friends and stuff, and Alicia said that Laurel looked over, saw her sign, pointed and nodded.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
sweet.
And you couldn't.
Like Dragon Con royalty.
Well, I don't know about Dragon Con royalty, but she's Alicia's favorite author.
Yeah.
Or one of her favorite authors. And she could have died in a puddle right there.
Yeah, sweet.
So, yeah.
Okay, so we had this totally switching gears.
Right.
I almost peed myself last night when I was reading this. This actually came from also Need Coffee, Widget Walls. He posted it on his Facebook. Are you ready for...
Yeah.
First of all, in the title bar there, just read the title bar at the very, very top there. Up. Put your finger up. 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 Way up.
What?
Up.
Oh.
Amazon.com. The Amazon.com. Wolf Urine Lured 32 Ounces. Kitchen and dining.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I
want to say this came from someone actually doing something on Twitter, and I think this is like the fallout reaction.
I don't know. This actually...
Or at least he found this after
this
the
has
initial.
Kind of prompted me to think of this as a hobby.
Yeah, there is a small like subset of people that just find this goofy shit on Amazon and just give it strange, amazing
fucked up
reviews.
Yeah, hilarious reviews.
Like, there's a whole rabbit you can buy.
Nice.
And, like, a gallon of milk.
Yeah, there's some stuff that you can find anything and everything on Amazon.
Okay, well, and you can also find Wolf Urine Lure 32 ounces in a big black jug from Deer Busters, which has a deer with a little circle across the road. So, it is meant to keep deer away from your home.
Yes.
Or from your plants or whatever.
Wherever you want to keep deer away from. Yeah.
Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Or yourself. You may have to cover yourself. You get too many deer rapes.
That's covered here.
Too many deer rapes.
Yeah.
You cover yourself in wolf urine.
That is covered. It's gotten
then you
got to
worry
stars.
About the wolf rape.
It's gotten 16 customer reviews with 3 stars. Okay. Product description. Use our 100% urine lures to create the illusion predators are present in the area you wish. Great for photographers, gardeners, hunters, and wildlife enthusiasts. Due to changes in shipping regulations, we cannot ship this item to California. Okay, that's kind of funny right there.
Yeah.
Okay, shall I just read the first review?
Yeah, go ahead.
Or would you like to read?
No, you go ahead and read it. It'd, okay. it'd be too hard for me to come over and
okay.
And read.
And I'm in the stupid, stumpy short yeah. chair where I can't move, so you'd have to climb over me to do it anyways. One for the Seller is the title of this review. What is immediately drawn... Sorry, I'm going to do this during the whole thing. What is immediately drawn to this vintage by the color, which is an elegant pale straw hue with an appealing peachy fruit on the nose. It has an incredibly effervescent mead. The whole glass teems with bubbles, culminating in a frothy layer at the head. The palate has panache with a firm mineral acidity that cuts through a rather elegantly styled, poised, meaty presence. As with most Chateau Deer Buster products, this has the signature leafy, fresh character which softens into a slight rancid feel towards the end. Even though it has a rather short and crisply defined finish, I still believe this has the composition and acidity to age well in the cellar of any self-respecting urine connoisseur.
Why do I think part of this is someone went to an actual actual wine site, got it reviewed, yeah. and then just switched up what
bottled
he needed?
Yeah. Okay. Next review. Good and Bad by... Well, I'm not going to read the names. This product gets 3 stars, and here's why. Good. This is so much easier than trying to get the wolf urine directly from a wolf.
I would think so.
Wolves are, from my experience, very possessive of their urine. We'll have to ask DS about that. Until the advent of the Mountain Men's 3-Wolf Moon Short Sleeve Tea, which acts to calm the wolves, let's just say vicious bites and deep lacerations were the norm when trying to, quote-unquote, milk the wolves of their urine. How else can you get it?
You're right.
Even with the Mountain Men's 3-Wolf Moon Short Sleeve Tea, it was never easy. This product has changed all that. Bad. As a lure, this thing sucks. I can't even get a hook into it. It's liquid. Hello? Who makes a lure out of liquid? Shiny plastic, rubber, or metal? Sure, but liquid? No, this is a serious design flaw. Okay. This is the one where I stopped reading last night, so some of these other ones are hilarious. 3 stars, a tad disappointed. Today is Valentine's Day. And I hope that a little splash of this would drive my lady wild. But alas, I sleep alone again. Ugh. Also, I keep hearing all of this howling outside of my bedroom. And so these on the side. Okay, I'm just going to read some of these titles. Do not mix this product with the uranium, or also available on Amazon. Hang on.
Bitterly disappointed.
My supply of wolf urine was running low, and tired of paying retail prices, I decided to give Deer Buster's wolf urine lure a whirl. Disappointed doesn't begin to describe my emotions. Simply put, the product does not work, as it attracted no wolf urine whatsoever. So I guess it's back to the Walmart for me. Don't waste your money on this scam. Hang on. Very unhappy with product. Not good. I buy this product on Amazon for use as a deer deterrent wolf attractant, but product does not work as advertised. Yes, wolf come to my home, attracted by the smell of wolf Mexican product, but also comes crazy lady Sarah Palin in helicopter shooting at me from above like dangerous shooting bird or something. I hate this product. Sorry. This product is not safe and nobody warned me. I could have been killed. One of my dear children could have been shot. And I have several wolf and moose carcasses.
Wait, woman. Wait, dear children.
No, D-E-A-R.
Okay, I was going to say, it would have been funny if they did it, dear children.
Yeah, being shot by this crazy woman attracted by tantalizing wolf musk who does not even eat her kill or dispose of it. That is not what I want at Amazon. I want all dead moose and wolf bodies removed from my property and all my money back.
Yes, they're hilarious, but there are some people out there with with a lot of time on their hands.
Oh, no, this is my new thing. Seriously, I want to get out and start reviewing shit.
Yeah, no, I looked at the guy's profile that did the first one. He has 92 reviews.
Yeah.
And they're all hilarious.
We've got to go and just, like, check them out. Okay, I'm just going to read a couple more. Not to be used in conjunction with Three Wolf Moon t-shirt. After having purchased the Mountain Three Wolf Moon short sleeve tee, I found it made some profound changes in my life for the better. Success with women, promotions at work, improved agility and stamina. We got to check out this t-shirt, apparently. I thought it only sensible that adding the wolf urine would enhance the effect. Unfortunately, it led to some serious side effects. I only used a modest amount, sprayed some on my neck and my wrist, and a little squirt on my Three Wolf Moon t-shirt. At first, nothing seemed to happen, but at the next full moon, I apparently blacked out. When I woke up, the t-shirt was ripped with hair all over the inside, and my house had been trashed as if some wild animal was loose inside my house. My bottle of Tuscan whole milk 1 gallon was lying on the floor, leaking, looking as if a large wolf-shaped mouth had bitten into it. For some reason, there was dried blood around my mouth and chin. I don't know what happened. I think this product is good, but beware of using it together with a Three Wolf Moon t-shirt, as the effects can be unpredictable.
Have you never seen the Three Wolf t-shirt?
No.
Actually, that's one of the things Will Wheaton has talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it's... You've seen... you've probably seen something close to it, but do look at it.
Okay, there was one that was...
the one I liked. Warning, okay. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, warning.
That's what I like.
Warning, 4 stars. This stuff is great, as other reviewers have said. I give it only 4 stars, however, because the label makes no mention of what to do if it gives you an erection that lasts for more than 4 hours.
Well, that's already been covered in other places. You see your doctor.
Exactly.
But I don't know if you go see the doctor to get it, you know, to find some way of bringing it down or to brag.
And then here's this horrible one in the middle that I feel so badly for.
I know.
Is this a real product? I want to keep deer from eating my tomato plants, and this seems like a good way to convince them there are predators around. So is this a joke product or real? None of the reviews are about the actual item.
Oh, someone who actually wants to...
So, yeah, bitter aftertaste. Okay, I'm going to read this one, too. And then I'm going to let it go. This is a so-so product, sure. It has a nice chocolate and nuts bouquet. And the first thing your palates will sense is a somewhat lemongrass, berries, and wild flowers taste. But beware, the aftertaste is horrible. It's almost like drinking pee. It does go great with Amazon's Fresh Whole Rabbit, though. Add a few crackers and you've got yourself a dream Valentine's Day dinner. Also, I'm very unpleased with Amazon. This product does not have any instructions or guides, like what kind of food this item makes a nice pairing, what glasses you should use. I use martini glasses with an olive, or, if I'm feeling frisky, a dill pickle, or at what temperature this is best served. I recommend slightly chilled or lukewarm. Also, come on, guys, can't you make a more attractive jug? You have a lesson or two to learn from the Tuscan milk guys. So, yeah. So, yeah, go check out, just do a search on, I lost it, Wolf Urine Lure 32 Ounce. Yeah, because I nearly peed last night.
I actually have something that I went that,
you were just trying to touch the jackfruit again. Saw you.
Yeah.
We saw you. It's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
I wasn't quite sure. In the beginning, and now I'm just like, yeah, I kind of want to go.
You almost want to keep it. You almost want to keep it on the table just for the hell of it. I know it will rot. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of come by and touch it.
Yeah.
Spend some time. Spend some quality time.
You use it as a lure to sissies that are into that kind of thing.
Exactly. You know, whatever. What have you?
one of our listeners, Scott Whiteaw, who also of the Instant Leftovers podcast.
Hey, Scott.
Put up a thing about the Room, the video game. And it is someone who basically made an 8-bit Flash game
for the Room
based on the movie The Room.
Wow.
And you do go around doing things like you have to go buy Lisa a red dress and you pass the football around.
Do you have to say hi to so many people?
You actually will. Everything is, oh, hi. In fact, you
get. Have you seen it?
No, I've seen parts of it.
The lady who is in the flower shop, she's the shopkeeper at every shop you go to, along with the pug that's on the counter.
Nice.
He actually has a mat in front of his door that says, oh, hi, Johnny.
Okay, I think it's streaming on Netflix.
Should be, yeah.
So we need to watch that. Yeah, we need to put that on our list.
You go around finding spoons. Yes.
Okay. See, had I seen the movie, that would probably be...
They have pictures of spoons for some reason.
Okay.
But yeah, you have to toss the football around.
Uh-huh.
There's one part where the drug dealer that is threatening Danny...
Uh-huh.
You go into like a old school Final Fantasy fight where you have to choose what you want to do.
Okay.
Let's see, with Johnny, it's Johnny and Mark fighting the guy, and you choose with Mark. Mm-hmm. It's throw water bottle,
uh-huh.
taunt, or something else.
Uh-huh.
And then with Mark, you either throw football.
Uh-huh.
Glamour, which he like takes off his shirt and something else.
Okay.
But yeah, it's got the like the funky like anime like slashing background in the background and okay. yeah, and it's
cool.
It's
glorious.
Glorious. Yes. Glorious is what the movie seems
very
to be.
Very cool. We need to totally watch that.
I've seen enough on YouTube and stuff that it's just
Now, actually, speaking of games, my God, we've been on a pretty severe game kick. Yeah, next we're going to ask you what we bought, but first we're going to tell you what we bought.
Right.
or we're going to ask you what you bought, but... So you got Carcassonne,
mm-hmm.
Pandemic, and Last Night on Earth.
Yeah.
And then we went back and got Zombies and Haunted House.
Haunting House.
The Haunting House, yes. Actually. So we played Zombies, which is fucking fun.
Yeah, Zombies. Yeah, I've played it before. I used to have one, and then my ex took it to play it and thought that it was hers and ended up buying some expansions and mixing it in. And
that would have been an argument to get it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was going to buy me one at one point, but I just kind of let it slide.
Yeah. Well, we have it, so we can play it sometime.
Yay.
And then, we went home, we were all on this gaming kick, and I went home and found, I don't remember how I found it, there's a great website, it's Board Game
Geek, I want to say.
Shit, I probably should have brought that up. Yeah, I mean, that sounds right. It's Board Game something.
And then I got, Back to the Future, the card game, which is actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
Surprisingly.
So we're kind of boardgameratings.com.
Okay.
So I found out about this one called Hecatomb, which is based on Lovecraft.
Okay.
And it's a stacking. It's like 5-sided cards that stack. So I bought that. We've got Flux and Munchkin. So we're slowly building up a stash of games that we don't have time to play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna be awesome.
Right.
But Zombies was fun. We played that, and you and I had a good time. Yeah, I won.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, because you know, if she had lost, she would hate this game. Yeah.
Yeah.
She did that with Zombies.
I'll tell you how I won. We were 24-24, right? And the one of the ways that you can win is to get 25 zombies.
Right.
We were 24-24, and he pulled a card where he could move me. 5 spaces or something like that.
Yeah, right.
So he moved me five spaces away from any zombie.
And not only did I have 24, I was fighting my way to the helipad, which is the other way.
Exactly. He was like 2 spaces away from the helipad, and could have easily kicked a zombie's ass and won because he had plenty of the bullets and life and everything.
Right.
I mean, he would have kicked my ass until I rolled a 6 and got that last zombie. It was awesome. It was a glorious win. I was very excited about that. Then he kicked my ass at the Back to the Future game.
Yeah, I did.
So
that's the last time I'll ever play Back to the Future.
Exactly. So
if anybody wants a copy of Back to the Future the card game,
we're done with that. No, it actually, that one was a lot of fun. It was very complex and kind of weird to learn. But once we got it, we were like,
get started.
But. Yeah, we kind of got it. So
then finally, you can finally play your Illuminati game you bought.
No, that one's. Too much. Seriously, I'll let you look at it because you're good at looking at the rules, figuring shit out, and then explaining to me. I can't look at a piece of paper because I just start drifting. Starts getting complicated. I'm like, oh, no, a bird.
So, look at the shiny over there.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm gonna watch a movie. So yeah, I don't know. Maybe you would be able to figure that out. But yeah, I like Steve Jackson games. But
yeah, I noticed that they seem to, because one, I think we went through on Friday and they had this like mound of plushies that just you walk by and they hit the floor.
Yeah.
And then when we went through on Monday, you could definitely tell either
that Steve Jackson. Were they there?
Yeah, Steve Jackson's games, yeah.
I didn't see them.
Yeah, if you went down to where the exhibit halls were, if you came down the escalators and went to the right-hand one, they were in, you went through the doors and they were all the way to the right against that back wall.
See, there was one...
the first, like, the three games.
Okay, because that's where I just, I don't think I actually even went through there because the friend that we were with got bored and wanted to go upstairs.
That's where they were across, they were across the lane from Browncoat's Redemption.
Okay, yeah, I didn't go in that one.
And the other side of the room was Utilicus.
Actually, no, I went in that one just to buy him his kilt, which was our other big purchase.
Right.
We made Phantom pretty.
Yay.
We got him a beautiful black kilt.
Okay, now that you've got a kilt.
Yeah.
Now that you have a kilt. Huh. Enjoying?
Yes. Yes, it's very nice.
He wore it all around the house yesterday.
And I don't know what I did for 26 years sitting around the house without it.
Yeah. And he got a beautiful purple leather sporran.
Yeah.
It's going to look really good. Yeah.
yeah, well, I mean, you saw me. When it comes to con, you won't see me in pants unless there's a costume that I might do.
Right, right.
But 9 times out of 10, if you come up to me at any con, Chattacon, Frolicon, Dragon Con, I'll be in a kilt.
Yeah. Well, I bought it, honestly, for both of us. Because number one, I wanted him to have one because, you know. He would look pretty in one, but I wanted to be able to feel him up whenever.
Easy access.
I did enjoy.
Why do you think I own seven?
Yeah, he looks pretty in his kilt. Yeah, and actually, I got to show you that photo. I tweeted something about him taking full advantage of his kilty freedom.
Oh, I think I may have missed that one.
Okay, well, it was supposed to have a picture attached, but I couldn't get the picture to attach, and I accidentally sent it. And it's a picture of him in the MARTA station, standing in front of that enormous fan.
Oh, yeah.
Believe me, there have been times. Oh, well, I was standing in line at waiting in the outside portion of pre-reg, and every once in a while having that breeze go right underneath the kilt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the little booth I bought the sporran from, he had like an air blower on the floor, and had to talk to me a second before I was like, hey, what?
So sorry. They had really a lot of pretty leather stuff.
Yeah, they were
amazing. Yeah, they didn't have any cards or anything because they don't do anything online.
No, I saw what they used to be there. Web store online, but he said they couldn't keep up with the orders at all.
Yeah, so and apparently they get a lot of different things. So
You can seriously go broke in the dealers and exhibit halls. At
we did.
I just managed to pay my bills this month.
We got a bunch of sandwich stuff in the refrigerator because that's all we can afford right now.
Exactly. But yeah, actually, my favorite booth and the one that I would have loved to have spent like a lot of time at. So fucking stupid. Freaking love dice. Okay, the Chessex.
The big dice area,
I just wanted to touch them and just play with them. And I did get a really pretty set of, like, bright, dark purple with the kind of pearly, the Aurora Borealis.
You don't role play.
I bought all the vampire stuff and all the werewolf stuff. You remember I told you? And the Wraith book. I bought Wraith.
Yes, but they only need 10-sided dice. You bought the entire D&D.
Oh, you brought them. Don't you?
Yes, you have the entire, like,
Look,
you know.
How hard are these?
Yes, but I'll you don't play role play.
I'll just play with them. Now, that doesn't mean I never will.
Yes.
Or I won't, sit around and fondle them.
Yeah. They're good for other games.
Yeah. Okay. We'll make shit up. I don't care. I got pretty dice. They're purple. Phil, they're purple. You're missing the point. They're beautiful.
But you're also talking about to the guy who's trying to create the ugliest dice bag in existence.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, no, there's so many pretty ones out there. But what was it? Kim on the Gru Cafe was saying that she likes.
Yeah, she'll go to the dice thing.
Yeah, she just likes little fiddly bits. So, that's kind of, I can sympathize. Yeah, and there's actually, they have a keychain, which they haven't really quite released yet.
Right.
But it's like a claw holding, whatever one
you
want.
Put it, okay.
Yeah, I kind of like one of those, but that was his phone.
Yeah. Which is weird because don't get signal back here. How am I getting as alerts and I'm getting stuff?
I don't know.
It's coming from inside the store.
Yeah, so what did you guys buy? Oh, I'm sorry. I got two patches. You got, what was it?
Yo-Yo Dine Propulsion Systems.
Yeah, which is from Buckaroo Banzai. That's okay. Which I didn't catch, but you did. And I got a Ravenclaw badge.
I feel like I got something else too, and I don't remember what.
Yeah, I know we did. I know we bought all kinds of shit.
Well, we didn't buy anything, but we did get
the zombie vodka and what is that company's name?
Psychographics, SIGHCO.
Yeah. And you've gotten a lot of shirts. Yeah, you actually got two at Frolicon too, and they're really, really hot.
Is that the one with the Asian girl that works behind the
I've never seen her. But they've got like a bunch of bowling shirts and they've got
I actually bought my Am I Evil t-shirt from them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of them, yeah.
There's I remember because the girl I bought it from, it's her and her husband. Mm-hmm. And some other people. But yeah, they're out of New Orleans and they are
Their clothes are really cool.
Yeah, they got some really nice stuff.
Them and Fright Rags are like the two t-shirt companies.
Oh, that's where you got your Street Trash
and Killer Clowns from Outer Space. They've been
and the Shining shirt, which I
that has my face on it, that you can't unsee now.
A little weird.
We did get.
Would you stop with the jackfruit? Don't. He's cradling the jackfruit.
Why do you think it's called a jackfruit?
Yeah. It's funny because we were talking about making like what we could do with it because there's going to be so much stuff in there.
Right.
You got to understand this is a 17-pound fruit.
Right.
It's bigger than my head.
It's and a $12 I have like a Patrick fruit.
Swayze head.
This is basically the size of a small watermelon.
Yeah.
And that was a smallish one that I bought.
Yeah. And we were talking about what else can we do? Can you freeze it? We don't know. I've never dealt with jackfruit, right? And I was like, oh, we can make a jack cream pie. And I was like, oh, no.
Maybe you can.
No, maybe. We won't do that.
It's spoodalicious.
Exactly. I made it for you. So we decided not to do a jack cream pie.
It's almost that. Almost what you could call those if you Van Wilder. Where they use the bulldog to fuck the eclairs.
Okay.
So they basically make him spooge inside eclairs. Gross. And then leave him for the frat guys.
Oh no, I'm never watching that movie now. I was never gonna watch it before, but still. He was talking. We may make a cordial. Jack cordial.
Now, one thing we got. Remember, we got some free stuff too.
Uh-huh.
From Mr. Scottums and the Black Venus Alchemy Lab.
And like a lot of swag from the Need Coffee events we went to.
But yeah, the fact that I was able to get one of the ones I've been wanting to get for a while, the Witchblade, the Sergeant whatever it is.
And I got Lord Rathbun.
And Alicia got one of my favorites.
Which is, the burlesque.
Black Temple burlesque, from Christmas of last year.
And we got Lord Rathbun, which I didn't think I would like. I don't know if you can smell it because I can't smell anything. It's kind of cologne-y.
Yeah, it's you could definitely tell it's something might be there.
Creepy from Halloween of last year. That was so good.
Yeah, but I got that one, and then I got Band in Boston, which I'm wearing right now. Yeah. But I don't know if you can smell it on me because I've been.
I can't smell anything, anyways. But yeah, we got all kinds of freebies from Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Man. I didn't buy a whole lot. I bought three patches to go on my messenger bag. Mm-hmm. I got a Brown Coats Independence Army patch.
Mm-hmm.
A Ravenclaw. In fact, the same Ravenclaw patch you bought. I did. Yeah. And then I got a...
And Arika got the more kind of stylized one.
Stylized one, yeah. And then I got the... Starfleet Command.
Okay, nice.
Patch. Yeah.
Nice. So yeah, I'm not full on covering my bag in patches, but I'm jealous of your bag of holding.
Yeah. Basically, I'm putting on. You know, trying to represent most of my geekdoms on there because I already have the Zombie Hunter one, and I've got the Star Wars one.
I nearly got the Serenity one, the Serenity patch.
Right. The one of the actual logo.
Yeah.
All right, because I actually got the Army patch. It's one of those things, unless you're someone who's in the know, you don't really know what it is.
Catch on. Yeah, no, this was the logo. I did not. But, you know, honestly, the more we kept going through, the patch of places were always packed. And I was like, yeah, I can order a lot of this online.
Yeah, and they got some. I could have done that, but yeah. I just wanted to go ahead because I got like 3 for $20
at
some of the places. So I went ahead and got them. And then I ended up, I wasn't planning on buying any t-shirts because I've got so many fucking t-shirts. It's not even funny.
Yeah.
But no, we stopped by Laurel K. Hamilton's booth. We were looking for, because there was some free swag, and Alicia got one. I was actually thinking about getting a window cling for my, but they were all gone. But they were having a sale on their t-shirts, the ones that had either Anita or Jean-Claude on it.
Okay.
They were $5, and they had them in my size.
Because those are so nicely drawn.
Yeah, they're from the comics.
I love that art. That's beautiful art.
In fact, that's what I was going to get signed if we ever could have sat through the line. So.
Yeah. I got the keychain that Guilty Pleasure staff.
Because that's what I went looking for. Because the last time she came, she actually had a t-shirts that were the Guilty Pleasure's security staff.
Well, this was
they didn't have any of those.
Yeah. Well, this I got this one. Yeah, and Aruka picked up one. Join the Merry Mayhem.
Yeah, I know.
It had all of Meredith Gentry's some of her men folk.
Some, not all of them. But
I didn't catch that when I was looking at it, but had I like spent some time actually like reading, I probably would have picked up on it. But okay, and then from Need Coffee, we got 2 audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
One is a Star Wars.
Yeah, neither of which I can remember the names.
Yeah,
it's
a Star Wars, one of the Star Wars books,
right?
On audio, and one is The Passage, which is supposed to be really good, and it's actually getting great reviews and everything. So it's like, oh, it's kind of cool, and it seems like an interesting story.
And I got season 1 of The Greatest American Hero.
That's right.
It's something I've been.
And I've got season 2.
I remember when that first came out.
Cool. So we could swap.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Because I'm little.
You're a child. You're cute though. You're so cute.
So it's old.
Yeah.
What did we get? I'm trying to think because we actually got swag before the con because of our video being in the video. We got the entire collection of the Doctor Who specials.
Oh God. Okay.
Man. And season 4 of History Channel's The Universe.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then what else did we get? I know I got season 7 of Aqua Teen. We got a book on Stan Lee. It's basically like a graphic. It's like the trade paperback, but it's actually the history and stuff of Stan Lee, stuff like that.
Cool.
Alicia got a Prince of Persia figure from the movie, and then she ended up. She actually got the last Need Coffee prize of the thing, and it was He-Man.
Oh, okay.
But we found out later it was the 1990s version of He-Man.
Okay.
And it's like, I did not know there was another version of He-Man. Yeah.
Interesting.
I didn't realize there was a newer version of He-Man. It's like, really? There was another version of He-Man?
So, like anyone who's listening to us, I mean, shit, if you like what we do, man, go to needcoffee.com.
Yeah.
We know a guy who writes there. Who is that? Who is that who writes there? Oh, it's you. It's you. It's Phantom V48. I need coffee.
God, I gotta rate that shit again.
Yeah, you really do. We gotta come up with
Although something. Aruka might get something up there, too, because she said she was going to write a, because she won, what is it, Kim?
Oh, that's right. She's going to review something.
Yes, Pregnesia.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, it was the...
Pregnesia.
Yes.
Ooh, that's hot.
Kim of Need Coffee came across, so she said the best.
And it was a Harlequin. Movie.
It was a Harlequin. It was one of the Harlequin romance subgenre.
Right.
Of like mystery suspense romance novels.
Yeah,
and
it was a pregnant woman who
didn't know who she was.
In a car
or someone. Yeah, the guy was going to repossessing.
And
guy
was
repossessing. Yeah, the hero of it was repossessing, and she was pregnant and didn't know who she was. So the title of it. Pregnesia.
Which was awesome. And then everyone
signed it.
Yeah, so that was awesome.
So Aruka maybe should be writing. She's going to read it.
We've got a great idea, and he's got notes for a fucking great idea.
Yeah, I've got like 5 articles.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, then we'll have a writing night where you write your article and I'll work on my stuff.
Yeah, I need to write my review. I want to write my review for Dragon Con for our site, and I've got another little thing that I want to try to push out at some point.
Cool. That sounded okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's later when I get home.
Well, we're at an hour and four.
And that's where we need to be.
Okay. Well then here we are.
We are here. We are.
Congratulations.
No matter where you go.
There you are. Okay, you can reach us at kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com.
And there's links to every other place to get us.
Exactly, but you feel free to pimp whatever.
Phantom V48 at Twitter.
Phantom V48 on Twitter.
And anywhere other site you want to find me at, if I'm there, that's what I'll be under.
Okay, speaking of, that voice I did just reminded me of the price is shite. And Don Pardo. Was that guy not fucking hilarious?
Yes.
He was like, squirrel pants.
Squirrel pants.
Like, because he couldn't come up with anything else to say about it. And then so he was like, and how?
And it was.
That guy was so fucking funny.
Yeah, all of that also was videotaped, so at some point it will be up there. So. And if anything, focus on the orc of the three contestants with issues.
She was awesome.
Stayed in character the entire time.
The entire time.
The need coffee stuff was just hilarious. I had such a good time.
Priceless look on her face when the Legolas luggage came off.
Yeah, she was kind of great.
So.
So. Alrighty.
That's it.
Okay, you guys be good. No,
or be good at it.
Or not. Phantom.
Bye.